Well, that's not an easy question because that does not concern the secretariat itself, but of course the publishing services that we have. But I think that possibly the most practical approach will be such, and I would refer also to the proposal of Madam Chair, although I would make it more general because Madam Chair referred only to her own case to Austria, referring to how many case studies were submitted and the intention to reduce. So maybe what actually we could do to not to have anybody having the impression of the imbalance in case studies, if you agree, and you may also recall that Kevin mentioned before that we have some case studies that are on very major projects. That means where a lot of lessons have been learned and so on. So for the two countries that submitted really substantive number of case studies, if I may say so, we maybe select really those that are the most mature to be included in the publication, whereas the remaining case studies with the case studies that might be sent at the later stage. So I understand that UIC, the two case studies can be sent relatively quickly, and so we can still include them in the publication. But what we can do with the remaining case studies and the new case studies that can be sent at a later stage, that we will produce a supplement to the publication. So it will be then published and included on the same page on which the electronic version of the publication of the handbook will be available. And in that sense, the core text with in its annex having a few publication will in the future be supported by few case studies will be in the future supported by many more case studies. And as a matter of fact, those that are less mature today from the two countries can be then further updated on the lessons learned, which will provide I think another advantage for those case studies and also for pretty much providing the sort of information on how really automation and digitalization can work in practice. So that or maybe not. So that will be the suggestion from the secretariat. Meaning, so I quickly reiterate that we will keep for the publication 3 to 4 case studies, then the most mature ones from Austria, the Russian Federation, and together with Austria and of course the Russian Federation, we agree on which these should be. We will keep the Dutch case studies and the UNEC from about the UNCFACT as much as the two case studies that will be provided by UIC. Whereas all the other case studies, plus the remaining case studies from Austria and the Russian Federation, that will be included in the supplement that we will produce at the later stage. And of course, then depending on when other countries are intending to send these other case studies, maybe that supplement we could review at the next session.